Celebrate Hope Men next Friday. Sign up at grow.hope.edu for Men's Night Out. Couple more announcements. Hopeway Bible Studies. It's not too late to sign up. Grow.hope.edu. Sign up today to be part of this. This is a great way to get to know some people and to find some community here at Hope. We hope you'll sign up. Also, grow.hope.edu. It's the last day to apply to be a spring break trip immersion leader. We hope that you will apply. Grow.hope.edu. That is where all the cool things are to do on the internet today. So please do that. One other important announcement. Today we are having a fire drill in Dimmitt Chapel. When I say amen at the end of my prayer, we all need to file out of this place as quickly and as orderly as possible. So here's what I want you to do. Look right now. Where is your closest exit? It may be behind you. Okay? I want you guys to all as quietly and as quickly as you can, when you hear that fire drill, get out of here. Please do not congregate right by the outside of the door and meet your friends and all that business. Go somewhere else to give your friends a hug or to meet up with them. Please, you got to clear the way so everybody can get out. Make sense? Okay, great. Hey, we are in the Gospel of Mark this year, and we are really grateful to Paul and Kate for having given us a play card that helps to orient what we're doing in the Gospel of Mark. So if we can throw the play card up there, let's remember what we're doing here in the Gospel of Mark. So while they're getting that, the Gospel of Mark was written by John Mark. It was the very first gospel, we think, to have been written, first of the four. Oh, no play card. All right. Does anybody remember? The Gospel of Mark was written in a time when who was considered to be the Son of God? Caesar, very good. Oh, there we go. Oh, no. That's an old play card. Caesar was the Son of God, ruling the kingdom of, and everyone was expected to do what? Submit and obey. But our Mark tells us that who is the Son of God? Jesus is the Son of God, ruling the kingdom of God, right? The kingdom of God is here, and we are all called to repent and believe. Very good. I think that we can find our play card in one verse in Mark. All of those things are illustrated in one verse, and it's the very first verse of the first chapter of Mark. So would you listen to these words from the book that we love? The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I'm going to stop there, because I think all that stuff is in that verse. Did you know, I used to think this was just a throwaway introduction. It was like those little subheadings in your textbooks, you know? You skip over that because you can get through it faster. I thought it was just like, oh, okay, we're going to talk about Jesus now. But I don't think that that's true, because now I understand a little bit more about the context that Mark was written in. The word that is used there, the good news of Jesus Christ, that word good news is important. In our culture today, that word, good news, also translated as gospel, it means something pretty specific. Almost always is talking about Jesus, right? But Mark was possibly the very first person to use that word gospel to refer to Jesus Christ. And when he wrote that in this book, it would have scared people. Because that word, gospel, had a very specific connotation in the kingdom of Rome, and it was to talk about Caesar. So the gospel of Caesar was like a newsflash throughout all of the kingdom of Rome to talk about how secure, how powerful, how important Rome was. So it would have been something like this. Gospel. There was a battle. Somebody tried to attack the kingdom of Rome, but we were successful in fending them off. Your peace is secure. Good news. And everybody would have said, thanks be to Caesar. Or it might have sounded like this. Gospel. We have secured more territory. We have more wealth. We have more slaves. We have more providence than ever before. Your wealth, your lifestyle, it has been secured. And everybody would have said, thanks be to Caesar. So Caesar loved these gospel news flashes, these good news, because it was a way of reminding the people who were on the inside, all the people who were benefiting from the security and prosperity of Rome, it would have been a way to remind them that this was not something that was guaranteed. It was actually pretty precarious, and it was guarded by one person, Caesar, the Son of God. Everybody would know who to thank and who to praise and who they should look to for their security to Caesar. And Caesar loved these Gospels of Caesar, because it would remind everybody who was on the outside, which was most of the people, on the outside of that privilege, it would remind them whose thumb they were under, right? So in this kingdom of Rome, it is Caesar who protects us. It is Caesar who makes this work. It is Caesar who can oppress you if he needs to. So this is what the gospel, these gospel messages would do in the kingdom of Rome. So when Mark says the beginning of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he's not just introducing the story of Jesus. He is saying something very specific about a new kind of kingdom that's really different than the kingdom of Rome. And he's saying something very dangerous about how powerful Caesar is. There is a Son of God that is more powerful than Caesar. It is Jesus. There is a kingdom that is bigger and more important than Rome. It is the kingdom of God. And there is a good news that's good news, not just to the people in the middle, the privileged few who are hanging on to that privilege with all their might, No, this is a good news for everyone. It's totally different. So who cares? Why do we care what the context is of the good news in the book of Mark? What would Mark say to us today about the king? You know, we don't know anything about the kingdom of Rome. We don't live in it. So what would Mark say to us about this idea of gospel? Well, I wonder if one of the things that Mark would say is, I think we do know something about this kind of kingdom of Rome. I wonder if he would look around and think, well, that's not exactly true, that people at Hope College don't know anything about the kingdom of Rome. I wonder if it's true that we know nothing about a kingdom where there are a few who have a lot and a lot of people at the expense who don't have very much at all. And I wonder if you just need to Google your iPhone and how your iPhone is made to see that that is true. I wonder if he would agree, that Mark would agree, that we know nothing about the kingdom of Rome, and we know nothing about holding so closely to our way of life that we're afraid it will be lost. I wonder if he would just have to listen to what the political candidates are saying right now about immigrants or about Muslims or about people who are on welfare. Right? I think that we do know what it's like to try to cling to a way of life that we are afraid that we're going to lose. I wonder if Mark might even see the kingdom of Rome in our own lives. I wonder if there are places where each of us are clinging to some kind of security because we're so afraid we're going to lose it and we're not going to be okay. I wonder if our kingdom of Rome is in us when we think that we're going to be okay if we can just find the right person to marry, because then we can have a happy family that's different than the kind of family that we grew up in. If we can just find that, then everything's going to be okay. Or if we think everything will be okay if we can just get the best grades so that we can get into the best grad school, so that we can have a career that gives us an identity and that gives us a bank account that won't fail us. If we can have financial security, then we are going to be okay. And I wonder if the kingdom of Rome can be found in us if we think that if we just get all the right answers, if we can just know the right things to believe, have the best theology, be the closest to God, then we're going to be okay. And I wonder if that too doesn't look just a little bit like clinging on to our privilege in the kingdom of Rome. See, I wonder if Mark wouldn't see Caesars all over the place in our lives if he were here today. If he wouldn't be able to put his finger on gospels, on good news in our lives that we are believing in, that we are living into, that don't look anything like the good news of Jesus Christ, which is for everyone. So friends, this year I want to invite you on a journey, on a way. I want to invite you to meet the true Son of God. I want to invite you to see that the true kingdom, the kingdom of God, is here. I want to invite you to meet this Jesus and to experience the true good news. Would you pray with me? God of good news, we ask that you wake our hearts up. We ask that we would be able to identify the Caesars in our life and in our culture so that we can see how very different the good news is when it comes from you. Help us, God, to walk in the way. In your name, amen.